Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directories have many great ways for our conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, I'm thrilled today to have Tom Palladino joining me again to talk about scalar energy. Scalar energy is inspired by various scientists, including Nikola Tesla, and Tom has developed a technique to help transform pathogens for optimal health and is gifting that to the world and getting the message out loud and clear. And for some time now, well, welcome to the show again, Tom.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks again, Martha.
Yeah, well, I am so intrigued with scalar energy, and I'm really excited to share it for those who may have missed the first show or who are not familiar. So why don't you start off by describing the nature of what scalar energy is and how you've kind of pretty much become an ambassador for spreading the word on the healing properties and, you know, the amazing and unlimited phenomena that we're just beginning to understand more and start to tap into more.
You're right. The potential is unlimited. That's the proper expression. I work with scalar energy. It's not electricity. There's two different energy spectrums. A scalar energy spectrum is distinct from that of electromagnetic energy. And what I've discovered that scalar energy can do is just phenomenal. Actually, scalar energy is much more versatile and much more functional than that of electricity. So I have devoted my career to scalar energy, and you'll see why this energy is just so incredible. What promise this technology offers to mankind. It will change the course of history. I'm guaranteed that
will happen. And the nature of where does scalar energy come from?
Sure. Scalar energy is from the sun, simply stated. It's from the sun. It's from the stars. It's source energy. It's that divine energy. It's that very from the center of the sun. We receive that pulsation. Scalar energy is from the sun.
And it's ever present, is that correct?
That's correct. It's omnipresent, yes.
Yeah, and everywhere, pretty much, not just here on Earth, it pretty much is everywhere.
Correct. It pervades the universe, correct.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it so interesting. Well, we'll be right back to have much more with Tom, and he'll also talk about a free trial gift that he's going to offer all of our listeners when we come back, so please stay tuned.
Sunco is about the living arts of life, where we embrace new strategies and ways of being within our world through studies of shamanic traditions. Allison Lancel is the founder of Sunco. Curious about shamanism? Enroll in one of Allison's classes. She's also available for private consultations and healing services and conducting shamanic ceremonies. To find out more about shamanism, call 425-334-9403. Or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Sonko. That's S-O-N-Q-O.
Catherine Larson at Inner Source Counseling has over 30 years' experience providing mental health care. She believes that therapy is a personal journey. Her mission is to offer guidance to those who are dedicated to their personal healing. Sessions are conducted in an atmosphere of warmth, openness, and respect. Catherine works with children, adults, and couples to help them find the most effective path for healing. Start your healing today. Call 206-933-1710 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Inner Source Counseling.
Do you want to feel free and at peace from past hurt and trauma? Do you want to feel happy and satisfied with your relationships? Let Optimal Life Wellness Center help you gain more energy, motivation, and happiness in your life. Be inspired and empowered. Actualize your most authentic self. Call Optimal Life Wellness Center at 425-646-2778 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Optimal Life.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Dr. Karen Hurley with Bastyr Centers for Natural Health in Seattle, and you are listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. I'm here with Tom Palladino discussing the healing qualities of scalar energy and his mission to not only educate the world about the healing benefits of this unseen gift, but to allow for as many people as possible to experience it. And he's going to be offering a free trial. And you pretty much work with people all over the world, don't you, Tom?
That's correct. Exactly.
Yeah. And you were talking about the difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy a little bit before the break. So is it safe to say the scalar energy is also maybe known as like prana or chi and zero point? I mean, all the different, you know, everyone says it in a kind of a different way, but isn't it kind of more of a universal energy?
That's correct. Other synonymous terms are chi or prana, as you mentioned, exactly.
And mana and that sort of thing. So talk about the energy's effect and how it, you know, is related to and dissembles pathogens. I know you've been researching this for, let's say, 25 years or so?
That's correct. It's been a lifetime endeavor.
Yeah.
Well, what I've discovered with scalar energy, it controls molecular bonds. It's the intelligence that's responsible for a covalent bond or an ionic bond. And what I've been able to do is break apart what is harmful in the body, a germ, a pathogen, or create, assemble what is beneficial, a micronutrient such as a vitamin or an antioxidant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, can you talk about that a little bit more, about how it operates more, like at the quantum level?
Sure. Let's say it is the quantum level, and I think that's appropriate. So this is a informational system. Energy, scalar light, is massless. We're working with intelligence. So we're not working, per se, with a particle. We're working with an intelligence. And that intelligence is responsible for all molecular and atomic geometry, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've discovered with a scalar energy instrument, you can either create a molecular geometry or disrupt a molecular geometry. It's fascinating. So what we have with scalar energy is the fundamental control over physical forms. We can create molecules, and we can do that all by way of this intelligence. You don't have to drill for oil anymore. So
but already exists. Is that kind of safe? Is that kind of how, like, say, sun and water kind of create everything?
That's exactly. I say that scalar energy, scalar light, serves as the intelligence of the universe, and that intelligence is responsible for assembling all molecules, all physical forms in the universe.
So you're just tapping into something that's already, you know, a creation, a source of creation itself.
Yes, exactly. This is a gift from the Creator, and I'm simply able to tap into that. I'm simply able to harness that energy.
Wow. So talk about some of the particular viruses and bacteria that it has an effect on that can, you know, if you can adjust that, disruptions of as I say, our natural health of that affects. I mean, there's so many things with skin conditions and all kinds of, you know, problems that people have that are affected by bacteria and viruses. Can you go into that a little bit more?
Sure, I'd love to. We can successfully disassemble, disrupt a virus. We can break a virus apart. And again, we do that by way of intelligence. We instruct the molecular bonds that hold together a virus to simply negate, fall apart. We've had great success in breaking apart, negating the molecular bonds of, say, Epstein-Barr or the herpes virus or HIV virus.
Yeah, you did some new studies on that. Can you talk about that a little bit more, especially with the herpes and HIV?
Sure. We're receiving diagnostic tests from people around the world, people that we've worked with that had viral infection. And those diagnostic tests state that there's no viral load after we treat them.
Wow.
So, for instance, people who've had herpes, after we treat them with this scalar energy instrument, they'll have a diagnostic test performed. And invariably, the test result comes back negative, no viral load.
Mm-hmm.
That's true for herpes. That's true for HIV, for Epstein-Barr virus. So with these diagnostic tests, it serves to prove, to substantiate my claim that scalar energy can indeed break down the molecular bond of a virus, and in so doing, we can eradicate these infectious agents from the body.
Wow. So it's almost like it's a causative agent of disease.
Yeah. Yes, that's appropriately put. There's a causative agent of disease, in this case, microbes, germs.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
right.
And then the scalar energy can kind of come and kind of align those and bring them into, you know, appropriation, you know, is that the appropriate flora fauna? Is that, you know, the good bacteria, bad bacteria? Is that fair to say?
Right. So we can target a germ. We can target a pathogen. Thereby, we can isolate what we want to disassemble and what's good, what's beneficial, say something that's probiotic in nature, we would leave alone. So that's the control that you have over scalar energy. You can target it.
Mm-hmm. So what about, like, parasites and amoebas and that sort of thing?
Yes, we also eradicate protozoan, infectious protozoan. In total, our ability now is to disassemble, to eradicate over 400,000 species of germs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so no wonder you're working all over the world.
Yes. We're going to be very famous, if I may say so, and rightfully so.
Well, as I say, if there's, you know, ways to get some of these, you know, if there, how about toxins?
When we're working with a germ, per se, and we break down its molecular structure, the toxins inside, even the waste products, are likewise transmuted. So we not only change the molecular structure of the germ, the pathogen, but also the poisons inside are transmuted. So both the pathogen and the toxin cease to exist.
Well, how about nutrients?
In reverse capacity.
Yeah, because it's support, can it support nutrients and assemble nutrients?
That's correct. If we were to reverse the polarity of scalar energy, then we can assemble a molecular form.
Wow, cool.
So we literally borrow the existing elements, the hydrogen, oxygen, carbon in the body.
Mm-hmm.
We rearrange those elements, and we can then structure, then we can create an antioxidant, or we can create a vitamin.
Wow. Well, so now how does this work? I mean, I've been told to tell our listeners, you know, in as easy as terms as you can, you know, how you're able to allow this, how you're able to treat people and how that happens.
Sure. When I'm working with people, I work remotely with a scalar energy instrument. And again, scalar energy is not electricity. So a photograph of a person, a photograph of a person's skin allows me to treat that person anywhere in the world.
And that's what fascinates me so much.
It is.
I mean,
it's quite
like
fascinating.
It's hard to wrap your head around how it can work from a photograph.
It is. It's difficult, but you have to consider it acts like a satellite.
Yeah.
In other words, we don't have to be present in a radio studio to hear a radio. We can receive a signal from a radio station by way of a signal. Well, likewise, I can send a signal by way of my instrument around the world.
And so the photograph of the skin is actually a signature.
That's correct.
So that's how it's able to identify and direct it. The photograph becomes, you know, almost like a thumbprint, right?
That's correct. A person's photograph of their skin is their light signature, correct.
Cool. Yeah, it just boggles the mind, but it's so cool that, as I say, you have some real, you have some really good proof and some studies that show that this really does work. I know it's funny with things like this sometimes, you know, just the belief, just with anything, the belief in it, are you finding that increases as well as a process?
It does. It's a process.
With everything.
It's a new technology, and it takes time. Any new technology, it has to percolate first, and we're still in that stage of percolation. But once people really grasp this, I will predict that scalar energy research really just takes off. It will eventually, within the next 10 to 20 years, become mainstream.
Well, I certainly hope so. Well, tell us about the free trial that you're offering our listeners.
Sure. Again, I work with people remotely by way of a photograph. So I'm going to provide a website in which anybody in the world can upload a photograph of their body and receive a free treatment. That website is freescalar.net. Scalar is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. Freescalar.net. You can actually upload your photograph, including photographs of your entire family, even friends of your family. So again, freescalar.net. Avail yourself to that website. We will treat you for free for 15 days. You will be germ-free, and you will feel better.
Wow, that is so great that you're doing this, because it is one of those things that, like you say, it's just going to take time and for people to be aware of it and have an opportunity to experience it.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what we want. We want to establish a global healing ministry, and that's why we placed this this website, freescalar.net, to the election of anybody in the world. Try it.
Yeah, exactly. And you can also just find a link to that free offer on the homepage of naturalchoice.net, and that makes it easy for people as well. So let's talk a little bit more about the where you see the future of scalar energy going.
I forecast that scalar energy will eventually replace electricity. Why? Because it's inexpensive. It's essentially, it's free energy from the sun and the stars.
Yeah.
So we won't have to use coal or nuclear or drill for oil, so to speak. We will be able to tap into sunlight and starlight. That's an infinite source of energy. It's a free source of energy, and it's a clean source of energy.
Yeah. Well, so this is what Tesla was really, you know, trying to impart to everybody way back when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. That's the world that I envision. And
yeah.
A world in which energy is relatively inexpensive, and it's safe, and it's clean.
Yeah. Well, and it just kills me when you, yeah, because you know that we have that opportunity. If, like you say, if time and attention and the research goes in that direction, especially like in light of forest fires, when you look around and you look at all the power lines and everything, to think of, you know, what we can do, you know, kind of remotely, even with cellular and that sort of thing, it
correct.
Just seems like, you know, the world of energy is so far behind and cumbersome batteries. You know, if all the great minds got together and worked on that, you know, that shift things pretty darn quick.
Yeah, it's going to change, Martha. It will change. And it's, you know, it's interviews like this that serve to get the information out there. Once the people get behind this and people realize that there's a better way, an alternative, it will be embraced.
Well, yeah. And as I say, especially with all the forest fires and things, you know, being burned in California and all the issues they have down there. You know, with power lines falling over, and even, you know, around here, you know, in our recent snow and windstorms or whatnot, there's so much havoc created with power lines that it just seems, you know, that, and we're in the 20, you know, there ought to be a better way at this stage in our evolution.
There is a better way. And Nikola Tesla envisioned that over
exactly
100 years ago. Tesla supported that notion of wireless transmission of energy over 100 years ago. And with that said, if we would have adopted that policy, we would not have to worry about avalanches or forest fires affecting the electrical grid. We would have had wireless transmission of energy, and there would be no disruption of service, and we would not have the pollution that we have today.
And we probably have peace as well, wouldn't you think?
Yes. Well, there certainly wouldn't be any wars over oil anymore.
Yeah, that's...
Oil is going to become obsolete.
Well, yeah, and when they went from oil to fracking, it's like, you know, there's a better way. You don't just, you know, cause more harm to the earth. Well,
right.
This is so fascinating, as I say, and I'm so glad that people are going to get a chance to, you know, try it for themselves and just to learn more, hopefully, in the process. Well, I'll be right back with some closing thoughts and a reminder of how to sign up for that free trial as soon as we return. So please stay tuned.
Nancy Allen can help you break free and thrive. Using hypnotherapy and other techniques, Nancy can help you break free of habits and obstacles, create positive changes, and discover your passion and purpose. She also provides hypnobirthing and birth-related services, helping expecting families experience birth with calmness and confidence. If you are looking to navigate career or life changes, manage stress, stop smoking, or experience birth with joy, give Nancy a call at 425-827-9488 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search ALLIN.
Anxiety, depression, chronic pain. You can overcome these obstacles. Dr. Schaub at Cellular Wisdom can help you reach your full potential. Dr. Schaub recognizes that the connection between mind, body, and spirit, and in particular the subconscious mind, holds the keys to accelerated learning. He uses therapies such as neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and pattern resolution process to find practical solutions for you. Believe in yourself. Call 206-323-2762 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, cellular wisdom.
During turbulent times or life transition, it is comforting to have guidance. Get in touch with your angels and guides. Liz MacDonald at Channeled Angel Readings is a spiritual channel. She can offer thorough, concise, and specific information to help you gain inner knowledge and self-awareness. Understand, reveal, and unblock your past issues, fears, and blockages. Call Liz at 206-367-5683 today to get your reading, or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Angel Readings.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Brenda DeVore with Recology Cleanscapes, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk Radio on 1150 AM KKNW.
Welcome back. I'm here with Tom Palladino discussing the healing qualities of scalar energy. What I'd like to leave our listeners with today.
When we're looking at this new technology, scalar light, it's a technology that's going to improve everybody's lifestyle. If we look at the modern day world, look at the advantage that we have with technology. I am saying that scalar energy, scalar light technology will catapult mankind forward. It will be such an improvement on the way people around the world live. So simply just be open-minded to this new technology and how this will impact everybody's life in a favorable fashion, and accept it. The next 10 to 20 years, the world will be dominated by this energy, scalar energy.
Wow, yeah. Well, and as I say, and you've got some really good, kind of lab tests and that sort of thing, you know, for anybody that might be skeptical.
Right, right. We've had so many lab tests. As Martha stated, a man just submitted a lab in reference to the herpes virus. After 30 years of being positive for the herpes virus, he had a lab test conducted after I treated him, and he sees a complete eradication of the herpes virus, gone, no viral load whatsoever, and he has no symptoms of the herpes virus. So imagine, after suffering for 30 years with herpes, he now has a clean bill of health. And we have the scientific test to prove that, indeed, that we are able to eradicate viruses from the human body.
Yeah, no, that is just amazing. And then, once again, the free offer, what people just send their photographs in, or is there a particular way they should photograph or show as much skin as possible, but, within reason?
Sure. All we need is some photograph of your skin. It doesn't have to be a full body shot. It could just be a headshot, or if you want, for privacy reasons, just send in a photograph of your hand. That's fine. The website is freescalar.net.
And then you can also just go to naturalchoice.net, and there's a link to that on the homepage as well. Well, thank you so much for coming today. And I think, even just, sometimes when something just gets more consciousness and more attention, that helps really drive things forward, too. So I'm really glad that we're talking about that. And there's so many uses for scalar energy, as I say, not just for health, but energy as well. And as I say, to clean up pollution and all of that will really benefit mankind. And so thank you so much for what you're doing and, how much you're dedicating your life to getting this message out and letting people have an opportunity to experience it themselves.
Thank you, Martha. Likewise, I salute you for your effort.
Well, thanks so much. And, we've got a great station here, Alternative Talk, that lets a lot of that do it around here. So we're really happy and fortunate to live in this area with all these resources. Well, as I say, there will also be a link on the homepage at naturalchoice.net and an archive of this show, and a link to Tom's contact information can be found there as well. So remember to go to naturalchoice.net, the one-stop place to find all the resources and information you need to make the best choices for you, your families, and your community. So be sure and check it out. Well, thanks so much for joining us today again, Tom. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you.
And thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join in, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air, thank you for making the natural choice.